But Baha'u'llah said, you cannot say you believe in me and not believe in Christ. You cannot say I believe in Buddha and not believe in Muhammad, because they all speak the words of God from the same source. So to accept one, you should accept them all.
Greetings, benevolent viewers, and welcome to our noble lineage on Supreme Master Television. Today we continue our visit to the beautiful island nation of Cyprus in the Mediterranean to learn more about the universal message of unity as upheld in the Baha'i Faith.
Baha'u'llah was saying all the prophets do is to bring us back to understanding who we are. We are the children of God. And so you and I and all of us are exactly equal, because we are the children of one God, all created by God. The purpose of religion is to bring unity. And if it doesn't make people love each other, it's better to be without it. I was amazed when I read this the first time, because my father was a Christian priest, a wonderful man, and I was brought up to believe very strongly in religion. But I had never heard a leader of religion saying, if it doesn't work, throw it away. You know, if a car doesn't work, you don't go on painting it. You throw it away and get a new one. The same with religion. Religion is to produce peace and unity. And if it doesn't work, forget it.
Similar to Buddhism and other religions of the East, meditation is considered an important factor to personal growth and development in the Baha'i Faith.
We say that meditation is essential. A man who doesn't meditate is not a full human being. All sciences, all arts develop out of reflection, of silent thought. And so we are told we must meditate every day. You put yourself before God, you try to cut out all the thoughts of the world, and you're listening. And we encourage this a lot in gatherings, which we have open for people.
The Baha'i Faith places great importance in the education of children, with emphasis on character development, as well as how to be responsible stewards of the earth.
And I love my children's class that I teach, mainly with my grandchildren. It's one of the most beautiful moments, because when you're trying to teach children of the fundamental virtues, teaching them how to be good, teaching them what honesty means, then you realize it yourself, and you realize you have to try to be better, because example is the best way of teaching them. So we have children's classes, and we welcome other people if they wish to come. You don't have to be a Baha'i. We're not making the children into Baha'is. We're teaching them the fundamentals of loving God, of loving mankind. We have youth classes for the older ones who practice all sorts of things. A lot of things like helping the environment, planting trees, cleaning things up, because this is where they learn it in practice. And young people are so idealistic, and we need to give them lots of opportunities of actually using their idealism. Hear a saying, you are the fruits of one tree and the leaves of one branch. Beautiful saying. Okay, what does it mean? That we all grow from the tree of humanity? One may be an apple, the other may be an orange. Okay, so we shouldn't try to make everyone the same. And we start talking about this, and with practical experiences we then deal with the way in which we try to make that real. Another quotation says, treat you no one as strangers, make everyone your friend. And then we discuss about, okay, I can be friends with everyone except for my neighbour. And the Buddha says, right, start with your neighbour. You know, this is the one you find difficult. You may need to start by learning to love them. And for each person there will be a different task that they will find when we are studying together. And we learn about prayer, we learn about death, we learn about what life means, we learn about kindness, all of these things. We learn the history also. And we encourage young people to have real heroes, you know, to look at the great people, the Mahatma Gandhis, the Nelsons, the people, even in our own age, who have stood above others in the wonderful way that they have lived. of whatever religion.
We'll be back in just a moment to continue our feature on the noble messages of the Baha'i Faith. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to our Noble Lineage on Supreme Master Television in our interview with Mr. Eric Helikar, a member of the Baha'i Faith in North Cyprus. As we learned in Part 1, the Baha'i Scripture specifies that living a moral and kind life must also encompass one's diet. A brighter and more harmonious future has been foretold.
Baha'u'llah said the future diet of mankind will be vegetarian. And that people will, I believe this is, I'm quoting correctly, be more peaceful when they are not eating meat.
Mr. Helikar shared with our Supreme Master Television correspondent the teachings of the Baha'i Faith that encourage unity between people of different ethnic backgrounds, as well as compassion for animals.
We have to get rid of prejudice. We have to learn how to live together in a prayerful, peaceful, consultative way, and learn new methods of living that are not competition and greed and trying to be better than others, but are based on humility, that we are all humble, we are all the children of God, so we must work together. And that's what we're trying to do, because this earth is like our mother. And I love the teachings of the Native American Indians, of the South American Indians. They seem to have had the religions that taught a oneness with nature even better than we have understood in the West. And now Baha'u'llah says, yes, we have to treat this earth as our home. We must treat it with great respect. We must never harm animals. And he says, don't tread on a man. You should show compassion and love to all creatures.
The teachings of the Baha'i Faith also emphasize clarity of mind and forbid the use of intoxicants.
God gave us a mind, and it's the most beautiful thing. And if we use it properly, it can produce the most magnificent poetry, the most wonderful music, wonderful science, wonderful sharing and loving. If we fill it with the wrong kind of stuff, then it can be full of envy and hatred, the same mind. And this mind should not be played with. It should be educated. Education is absolutely essential for man to become what he can be. We can become almost divine as we are educated. And to take drugs that change our minds is actually destroying the very essence of what God has given us. So all drugs which change the mind are forbidden. Alcohol is one of them. And I am told that alcohol actually kills and destroys more people than some of the more famous drugs. So they are all forbidden. We all try to follow this law, of course, completely. What matters is to live purely, to live cleanly, to live doing practical things. Then you don't feel you need alcohol.
Aside from advocating a unity of all world religions, the Baha'i Faith is also a proponent of gender equality, which plays an important role in world peace.
Peace is what we must establish this age. Equality of men and women is an essential precept. And in fact, Abdu'l-Bahá says, there will never be peace in the world until women have gained their full position. It is the women, they must all be educated. But Baha'u'llah said, at the time when very often you had to pay to send your children to school and often you didn't have enough money, he said, if you have a daughter and a son and you can only educate one, educate the daughter. Now this in Persia in 1850 was of course an amazing thing to say. But he said it's quite simple. The girl will become the mother of the children. She is the first educator. And the mothers of this world are the strongest force for peace. No mother wants to spend all her life bringing up a child for then to be sacrificed in war. And if the mothers of all of mankind can teach their children peacefully, this is a huge step towards peace. But they also need to be in government. They also need to be in finance and all these other important parts of the world, in the environmental work, in the financial fields. So women have to be equal everywhere. And then this will produce the power for peace. You must unite the hearts of people first. And then the politicians can come and arrange laws and rules, which is necessary. We need this. But it starts from the hearts of people. And if they can get together, and if they can be one people, then we've got the basis for peace.
For peace to prevail, the Baha'i Faith encourages all government and leaders to be united with a common goal, the benefit of humanity.
He wrote a letter to Queen Victoria, and in this there is also a paragraph in which he writes to the elected representatives of the land. He praised Queen Victoria for giving more power to the Parliament. He said this is good, and he praised her also for passing laws forbidding slavery. These two things he praised her for. And he addresses the elected representatives of all lands, and he said, when you come together, you must consult. And you must consult for what is good, not for your group, your country, your colour. You must think of what is good for the whole of mankind. And all the leaders of the world must meet, as they are trying to do through United Nations. You know, this is coming true, we can see it. But they have got to make their concern the whole of mankind. And we've got to give up thinking I'm there representing Cyprus or Britain or Taiwan. We've got to say I'm there representing the whole of mankind. And I will do what is best for them. We've got to think of the good of the whole of mankind rather than the profit of a particular group at a particular time. We need a form of government where all the best minds come together and work together. And you get this from a person you may call left-wing or right-wing. We don't want such things. We just want everybody to be putting their own thoughts in so that there is one group working for the whole of mankind. Fate of each individual depends on our own spiritual growth. Everything comes from God. So the power to become spiritual comes from God. But we have to respond to it. One of those hidden words that Baha'u'llah wrote in Baghdad is, love me that I may love thee. This is God speaking to us. If you do not love me, my love cannot reach you. So God is always loving us and drawing us towards that destiny, which is right for every person. But if we don't respond, if we turn away, that is our free will. And then all of God's love is there, but it does not reach us if we turn around and say no. So in this sense, we believe that each person is very much the master of their own fate. But we also say we can do nothing without the power of God. So when we do turn to God, then I'm able to help other people, not because I'm a super person, but because I'm allowing the Spirit of God to pass through me.
In conclusion, based on the teachings of the compassionate founder, Baha'u'llah, members of the Baha'i faith strive for a brotherhood of all faiths, of all races and colors, and of all nations.
I think the most important message that Baha'u'llah wants everyone in the world to hear is summed up in these words. The gift of God to this enlightened age is the knowledge of the oneness of mankind and the fundamental oneness of religion. War shall cease between the nations, and by the will of God, the most great peace shall come. So that's what Baha'is are working for. That's what we want to see established.
We thank Mr. Eric Helikar for taking time to speak with us about the uplifting teachings and ideals of the Baha'i Faith. We too share in the vision of a loving, unified world where peace prevails. And to our viewers, we appreciate your wise presence for today's episode of Our Noble Lineage. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television, wishing you a joyous life of inspiration filled with divine blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.